This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
I'm Dan Koschel with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs Utilities has reopened two lanes of Kiowa Street more than a month after that underground fire in the downtown area. The street had been closed between Nevada Avenue and Tejon Street since September 11th. Fire crews have been replacing the damaged electrical system, installing fiber optic cables, and putting in a new water main. The utility hopes to have that street fully opened in the next few weeks. Now that I-25 is reopened, north of Pueblo, we're hearing from those who helped the responders. A number of food trucks and restaurants spent countless hours helping those who were working on the derailment. KRDO News Radio's Carolyn Felling has more.
Food truck owner says that he and his family worked about 60 hours in 3 days. They're just one of a few companies that stepped up and were there on the scene. Some even donated products to help out first responders. Response crews worked around the clock after last week's deadly train derailment. And to keep the effort going, response crews needed to eat, which is why multiple food trucks and restaurants showed up, one of which was Sam's Taco Truck. For them, it was a way to relaunch their business after an accident took the family team out for nearly a month. Other local businesses stepped up as well, and the owner says that this is just one example of the Pueblo community stepping up to help each other.
The Denver Police Department is looking for feedback on the topic of public safety. To gather data, the department will use information collected via neighborhood surveys conducted by Jacqueline Harfgott, director of the Seattle University Crime and Justice Research Center. The 48-question survey will gather data from many Denver neighborhoods, and completing it takes about 15 to 20 minutes. The Colorado Springs Fire Department is mourning the sudden death of one of its members. Bobby Keese served as a driver engineer with the fire department for over 30 years. His death happened while off duty and was announced on Saturday. Fire Chief Randy Roybal remembered Keese in a social media post, saying he was always willing to help people and serve the citizens of Colorado Springs. A suspect who barricaded himself inside a Colorado Springs home for several hours yesterday is in police custody. Officers were called to the house on Ironclad Lane near Lower Gold Camp Road and 21st Street around 8 o'clock yesterday morning. The suspect reportedly ran into the home after police arrived and a shelter in place was issued for the surrounding neighborhood. The order was lifted around 2 p.m. when the suspect surrendered. Police say the unidentified man is facing several charges. A woman is in custody following a deadly weekend stabbing in Colorado Springs. Officers called to the 500 block of South Cedar Street on Saturday evening after the stabbing was reported. The male victim died after arriving at a local hospital. Police arrested 22-year-old Mariana Guerrera and charged her with first-degree murder. You can get more news when you want it 24/7 at KRDO.com. I'm Dan Koschel on KRDO News Radio.
Calm conditions as we move through the overnight hours tonight. Clear skies in place. Temperatures in the upper 30s to middle 40s region-wide. We'll have a sunny start on Tuesday. Highs will be back in the low 70s for Colorado Springs, turning slightly above average for this time of year. Of course, we'll stay calm and dry through Tuesday afternoon. We will welcome cooler temperatures later this week, particularly on Thursday as we drop back into the 50s and 60s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.